And the peace of the Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
Thank you very much. I'll bet you that most of you, as you prepared to get to Mass this morning, especially those who have young children, were running around hurrying and scurrying here and there. You were in a busy, busy mood. You were running. You had to get this done and you had to get that done because you knew that you had to leave at a certain time to get to Mass. And that's just the way life is. It's busy, busy, busy. We go and we go and we go and we go. It reminds me of the story of the man that was running literally through the airport. He was running into this person and that person, bouncing off of this person. Pretty soon he knocked an individual down. And he reached down to help that man up. And he helped him up and he apologized. And the man said, "Well, where are you going in such a hurry?" And he said, "I gotta catch that plane." And the man looked at him and said, "Why hurry?" He said, "I'm the pilot." See, I think we have to put Jesus in charge of our life, letting him be the pilot, letting him be the pilot. And you notice in the gospel today that they were walking, Jesus and the apostles. They were walking to Caesarea Philippi. And I suppose from the place where they were at to where they were going was probably 10 miles. And along the way they were talking. But if they were running, they could not talk. I know I have a couple of grandchildren that are marathon runners. And you ask them, "Well, do you talk to somebody as you're running?" They say, "No, we don't have time. There's no time." And they lose their breath if they start talking. And so if we walk with Jesus, and he wants us to walk with him, not run, but walk. And he wants us to hold his hand as we walk. And he asks us the same questions as what he asked the apostles today in that gospel. Who do people say that I am? Who do you say that I am? If you took a walk right now, just from here to over at the mall, let's say, and you were walking with Jesus and he asked you that question, how would you answer him? How would you answer how Jesus is in relationship to you? And how is your relationship to Jesus today? Do you look upon Jesus as one that you are afraid of? Would you be honest with him? Are you afraid of him? Would you tell him about the times that you perhaps denied him? You got angry with him and said you didn't have enough of this or enough of that. You were jealous of your neighbor, of your friend that had all of the nice things. Or would you look upon him and tell him that you believe that he is your Savior? How would you respond to that question? And how many times hasn't he opened up his arms for you and I? And the last time he opened his arms, he extended them way out. And we see that image on the cross. And why did he do that? Because he loves you and I. He loves you and I, just the way we are. And that's hard to believe sometimes. Very hard to believe. I know in my own life, I have to tell him, "I'm having a hard time today. I'm having a hard time today." And see, it's only how you experience our Savior that you are able to share what he is to you in your life. If he is one that you think always is cutting you down, that's how you're going to experience him, and that's what you're going to feel about your Jesus. But if you experience him as a loving, a forgiving, a gracious God, that is what you're going to share. That is what you're going to share. Last Sunday when Father Matt was talking about the prayers at baptism and the anointings, in one of the prayers after or before baptism, it tells us that we are anointed as a priest, a prophet, and a king. Isaiah was a prophet. We also are anointed as priest, as prophet, and as king. And we can only share what's in our heart. Otherwise, it doesn't come out right. It doesn't come out right. And so this morning, as you entered into this church, Jesus was extending his hands out to you, just as he extended them out to the apostles. And he asked you to take his hand and he leads you to this altar. Look upon this altar as being Caesarea Philippi. You're on that journey with him. And he asks you that question. How do you experience Jesus? Is he your friend? He wants you to tell him. Tell him the truth. He's a big man. Tell him the truth. And if there's something wrong in your life, he'll help you change it. And that's why he's given you the grace of the beautiful sacrament of reconciliation, to talk it over with Jesus. And he gives you the food to do that from this altar, to be able to talk it over with Jesus. And he goes on to tell us in that gospel today, it says, quick as I can find it, whoever wishes to come after me must deny himself, take up his cross and follow me. What is your cross? Is it the cross that is very, very hard to make it financially today? Is it the cross of maybe a son or a daughter that has gone the wrong way in their own life? A husband or a spouse that has an addiction to drugs or alcohol? Share it with him. And sometimes, you know, Jesus appears to us in the form of another human being, another person. That's the Jesus with skin on. Someone that we can talk to openly, face to face. And it's the Jesus through them that will minister to us. And it's our Jesus that was in us that can minister to other people. And Jesus is full of love. And we have to realize that and believe it. It tells us in that second reading this morning, or excuse me, the first reading from the prophet Isaiah, the Lord God opens my ear that I may hear. What does he want us to hear? It's the good news. The good news. And the good news is that he loves us. We must never, ever forget that. Never forget that. There's a true story of a young man or an elderly man that was homeless, and he was in the city of New York. And a pastor that was going through the particular area where that man was gave him a very thin Bible that had nothing but the New Testament in it. Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, and all of that. And the man loved that Bible because the pages were just so high and they were thin. And so what he done with that Bible, he tore a page of a time out and he put tobacco in it and he rolled it and he made a cigarette out of it. But pretty soon he ran out of tobacco and he was about halfway through John. So he'd already burned up Matthew, Mark, and Luke, and half of John. And so then he decided to start reading, what was in the little book that minister had given unto him. And through his reading, he come to love Jesus. And he found out that Jesus loved him. What a gift. He smoked his way, I guess, to heaven, you know. But anyway, that same truth holds true today for you and I. And so as we come together today, we come not as individuals. We come as a family of God, walking that journey with him to Caesarea Philippi. And at this time, we're walking with him to this altar, the altar of sacrifice, where once again, he gives to you and to me the food that we need for our journey. He gives to you and I the bread of life that will give us the strength to continue our journey. And when we take on that journey with him, we hold his hand, and he will never let us go. If we are faithful to him, he is always faithful to us. And so I ask you today to walk that journey with Jesus and to be thankful that he has invited you to walk with him and to share with you the body and blood from this altar today. May God bless you and walk with you on your journey.